Well, we'll go around the block and get a better view. But right now, it's all full of grass because I need it, the grass to grow so I don't get erosion, because it's on a bit of a hillside here. So, it doesn't really look like a mango paddock right now. But, hopefully in the near future, I'll have trees in here and make it look a bit more like an orchard.
So why did you pick this particular block?
Pretty well because it just it connects onto my other orchard, so that way there I can just continue the orchard on. So yeah, all up in this area here, yeah, there'll be 1,500 trees going up, 500 of each variety.
It's a beautiful farm and a beautiful block. I mean, how do you feel when you drive alongside as you are now and see the grass growing?
Well, it's not great, because it would be good to see at least mangoes being planted in the rows where they're supposed to be planted. But look, there's not much I can do about it. I just have to be patient and hoping that, it's really important that we actually get the trees put into the ground so growers can see what the mangoes are like and how they're growing and what they look like on actual property. It may give growers the thought about whether they would like to put them in, because that's what growers have to realise, that these new hybrids, they're not tied up to a particular group. My understanding is if they work well, they're going to be opened up to all growers to access. It's just a matter of which growers are prepared to make a change. I know it's not easy, but I think you do need to look into the future about where the industry is now and where it's going. And I do think, you need to look past just growing the same varieties.
You're the ultimate guinea pig.
I'm definitely the guinea pig. Sometimes, I do question whether, now is the right time. Should you wait until someone else is doing it? But the hybrids that are out there, they do look good and they do taste good. It's no good having mangoes which look great but don't taste great. I think that's what these new hybrids, they do. They have both. They, their flavour and taste present themselves really well. And I think, that's definitely going to get the consumers on board. There are uncertainties there on how the fruit handles in the paddock or the post-harvest of the mangoes, as in when they hit the markets or the shops. So that is the unknown of it. But I guess it's like anything, there are unknowns. And look, it's just something I'm prepared to take the risk on. And because from what I've seen, they do look promising.
When you look out across this block of dirt, can you visualise the trees in the ground and the fruit that they'll bear?
Yeah, I do. I actually look at this and I can actually see the potential. If in future, if the trees do well, there's more area here that I can put in. So look, I'm very positive in that side of it. So look, if they do well, I'll definitely be putting more trees in. If they don't do well, look, that's something I'm going to have to work around, but look, I'm sure out of the three varieties, I feel, one to two of them must do well, and I'm hopeful that all three of them will find their own market, be it domestic or export market.
If you'd known 6 years ago that it would take 6 years, would your decision to go down this path have been altered?
I was never ever going to grow any more KPs. That was a definite. I'm not anti-KP, but I just don't believe the future is in growing more KPs. The KP is a great mango, don't get me wrong. I love KPs, they taste great, and all new hybrids, from what I understand, all have a KP flavour to them. It's just that they're huge trees, there's a lot of work involved in them, and they're very unpredictable on producing. So you need something which will give you that fruit. Would I be waiting 6 years? I really don't know. All I know is by year three or four that I was asking the same questions, when are these mangoes going to be released? And the answers were, we really don't know. Well, I was pretty well committed by then. So I've waited this long. I just hope it's not too much longer. And I'll get the trees in the ground.
It sounds like no regrets.
No, look, I don't have regrets. At the end of the day, if the trees produce well and they do well in the markets, I mean, you forget about the time, the 6 years that's gone by, because if you've got a product which sells well, that's what everyone wants, because, you know, if it's consumers want it, then it's going to sell. So yeah, it'll be a real positive time when I'll be putting them in the ground. I'm pretty sure I'll be having a glass of wine or two, celebrating probably each mango tree as I put them into the ground.
Well, Raymond, Ben, I really, for one, look forward to coming back here in a couple of years and walking through your orchard and seeing those beautiful hybrid mangoes coming off for their first crop. And hopefully they will have come up with a decent name, something a bit catchier than the current code names.
Yeah, look, 1243 and 1201 and 4069. I'm sure they're going to come up with other names than that. So, yeah, I hope it's not too far away. And look, and when they're actually planted, I'll definitely let you know that, yeah, they've finally been planted.
Maybe they'll call one of these varieties after you, long-suffering Raymond Ben.
I think maybe one of them should be called Patience.
All right, well, thanks so much again for having us in the orchard today.
You're more than welcome anytime.